Hello, welcome to Meaningful Messages with Tamika Smith, your source of inspiration and empowerment. One day, I chose my faith over everything, over second-guessing, doubt, hopeless hope in an abusive relationship to not only survive, but thrive. I chose to be better, not bitter. As a mother, author of several books, and an advocate of domestic violence, how? I discovered my voice. I underestimated myself. My message resonated with many. From Huffington Post, Good Housekeeping, The Renewal Project, TV and radio appearances, this progressive, extroverted introvert decided to share meaningful messages with those looking for a purposeful life. Get ready to laugh, cry, and leave better than you came in. Welcome to Meaningful Messages. Hey guys, so on this episode of Meaningful Messages, we are going to talk about emotional intelligence. How well are we with handling our own emotions? Sometimes, you know, as human beings, we're going to be emotional in certain situations, but how we handle certain situations, it can tell the story, whether you're in leadership, whether, you know, being the leader in your own home. And if things are not going the way that you perceived it to be, how do you handle a situation? We always talk about IQ and being intelligent, but what happens when you're emotional and you're all over the place? You can't make a clear decision. That can affect you. It can affect you in your personal life. It can affect you even in your spiritual life. God wants us to be emotionally stable. So if we're not emotionally stable, it can cause havoc in other areas of our life. And just to, you know, I got some actual factual that God wants us to be emotionally stable is in 3 John 1:2. And it says, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy health and all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well." So friends, what does soul even mean? To break it down, that's your mind, your will, and your emotions. That is your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. So we're going to talk about this emotional intelligence. What does it really mean? How can we be better as leaders, as influencers, as just being who we are, whatever that is, that great space of us, and being better as a person that can be emotionally intelligent? Because if you lack empathy, if you are all over the place, those are signs of you not being so emotionally intelligent as you may thought that you may have been. But hey, no, that's not the case, because when you are emotionally intelligent, and shout out to the psychologist that created this whole emotional intelligence theory, Daniel Goleman, these are 5 key elements of emotional intelligence. The first one is having self-awareness. We have to be aware. We can't think that we know it all and that we're not doing anything wrong, because that's the whole definition of narcissism, the opposite of that. If we're not aware, if we don't have faults, and we can put a lot of pictures to people that are very narcissistic, and that's very unhealthy. I don't even have to go there, but I did write a book about the issue that I had with a person that was very narcissistic in my life. So, number one, self-awareness. That's number one. Number two is self-regulation. Number three, and let's talk about number two right quick. I don't want to just skip over that, because that is very important. Self-regulation. Basically, that means having some kind of self-control. Self-control where you have some self-discipline. And if you don't have discipline and you lack that, that can cause a lot of trouble in your life by not being there. That's how habits are created. Unhealthy habits, actually, whether it's spending, whether it's, you know, drinking too much, whether it's using drugs, even unhealthy eating, you're emotionally eating, that can cause all kind of issues if you're not. That's a major one. If you don't have that self-regulation, it can be a major factor in a downfall to your emotional intelligence. Number three is motivation. Hey, listen, if y'all have been following me long enough, I talk about motivating you in certain ways and, you know, give you guys inspiration. We got to be motivated. We got to be self-motivated. Just like I tell my own kids, hey, listen, you know, it's so much I can say, but you got to have it for yourself. When you have it for yourself, that's everything. And number four is empathy. Let's repeat that word. Empathy. Empathy. I can't say it enough. Empathy. We see it a lot, especially in the climate that we're in with so much going on in 2020, and people are on edge and understandably so. But with empathy and having the lack thereof, it could be a major problem, because if you lack empathy, you're not really listening to people. And that's a key factor to being emotionally intelligent. When you have some empathy, when you can listen to what people are saying, you can listen to the heart of a person and not just listen to respond. If we just take a moment, and Gary Vee, he talks about this a lot. He's a major influencer for, you know, leaders and inspiring entrepreneurs about that word empathy. You know, having some empathy and learning how to be more empathetic to people. Not what does the whole meaning of empathy means? It means, you know, understanding emotionally how that person is feeling. You may not understand logically what a person is going through, because it's not up for us to even make it make sense. God says all the time, lean not on our own understanding anyway. So if we don't lean on our own understanding, but we feel the emotions of how somebody feel about a certain topic, or try to at least understand, be compassionate, that can help us so much along the way. And number five, emotional skills. Social skills is number five. Social skills is number five. So we can all improve on our social skills, like when we were talking about empathy and someone that is sociable. Me as an introvert, hey, I just know when to be sociable with people. And I also value my time alone, because that's how I recharge. Having social skills, you know, asking a few questions that can bring up, you know, a world of conversation by you simply caring, or at least pretending to care. And even if you're pretending to care in that moment, you can actually have some conversation that might help you along the way if you just open your mouth and be a little sociable, be a little nice to people. That won't hurt you to be a little sociable. So when it comes to leadership, and a lot of people, you know, they come to me, I have a lot of people that's in leadership in certain areas and ways, and even if they're a stay-at-home mom, that's an awesome leader to me. And we don't want to downplay stay-at-home mothers either, because they are, you know, they are helping build the future leaders of this nation, this world. And so kudos to any stay-at-home mom. So as a life coach, I talk about all the time about keeping a journal, and we have to be aware of our own feelings, our own emotionals, being self-aware. Even if it's just for a few minutes within a day, when you're in your downtime, take out 5 to 10 minutes, you know, create that time. You have to create that time to slow down, to keep a journal, so you can have a record of your feelings and how is it going. Where are the areas that you can change? I know in a marketing class that I took, you know, they do the SWOT analysis or not. You know, you look at your strengths, you look at your weaknesses, you know, your opportunities and your threats. And so when you look at all that stuff and you have a journal, it can do a world of good for you. And when it comes to self-control, self-regulation is what the psychologist called it. When you look at, you know, your morals, your values, your mission statements, we all need them. We all need mission statements. It's not just for business. We need mission statements for our families, for our relationships, whether it's romantic, friendship, business-wise, or otherwise. We all need some kind of self-regulation, something to hold us accountable, people to hold us accountable. And I'm just so appreciative to all the people that are in my life that hold me accountable, because if we constantly blame others about our downfalls, then that's not holding ourselves accountable. That could be, you know, levels of narcissism in a way. And we have to also practice being calm. We have to practice being calm and not all over the place and not being so reactive to things, but be proactive when it comes to life and being better people and being emotionally intelligent. And to go back to the motivation part, we have to reexamine a lot. We have to reassess. And when we reexamine about what it is that we're doing, our goals, and if it's not working out, how can you improve? You know, if we have, just like it says in the Serenity Prayer, if we know the ability to accept the things that we can change and even accepting the things that we cannot change, it'll do us a world of good. If we just take an assessment and really be aware of what it is that we're doing. So we got to be hopeful. We got to find some good and be motivated. Be motivated for change. Be motivated for better. That can help us for our goals and working towards our goals if we just simply improve the quality of our work. And then number four, about empathy. Empathy is just putting yourself in someone else's shoes. Again, that doesn't mean that you understand what they're going through. You don't have to go through the same thing that somebody else is going through for you to understand that, hey, this person is hurting. Hey, this person got a situation. Hey, this person just wants to vent. You know how blessed it is just to listen to someone that wants to vent, or just being able to vent to somebody without, you know, the condemnation or the judgments or anything. A lot of people, and I think that's where a lot of things are getting, out the way and not in proper perspective, because, you know, people are just so reactive, but not really taking a moment to pause before they respond. And I think that if you just take a quick moment just to pause and think about it, use the intelligence, our IQ, to help our EQ, it'll help us in the long run. And we have to really respond to our feelings. That takes me into that. We have to respond to our feelings. And once we respond to our feelings in a healthy way, it can help us so much better when it comes to our emotional intelligence. Having that empathy, putting yourself in, so you don't have to be in the other person's shoes, to just be compassionate. And with our social skills, listen, again, about that whole being reactive and not proactive, we have to be better at conflict resolution and not being passive aggressive or being overly aggressive, overly emotional, all over the place. And when people are upset, they cuss, they fuss, they, you know, they feel like the loudest person in the room wins, the last person that has the last word wins. But hey, that's not really effective. You know, all, you know, emotional intelligence can help you in so many ways, even in your conflict resolution when it comes to a relationship. How do you deal with conflict? Some people just try to avoid it, but that's really being passive aggressive. And there's good levels of confrontation when you are able to speak and speak in such a way that's not demeaning to other people, and you really just hash it out and talk it out. That's being very mature, especially in your emotional intelligence, if you learn how to properly deal with conflict resolution. And that goes along with improving your communication skills as well. And you also have to learn how to praise others. Listen, learn how to praise others. Learn how to, you know, cheer other people on, especially if you're, you know, an inspiring entrepreneur and you may have mentors, you may have people that might even be in the same field as you. And celebrate people wins. It's so important to celebrate people wins And you'll get to that place. And if you would just allow yourself to learn from what they're doing in some kind of aspect, it'll help you in the long run. So how are you with handling your own emotions? Are there some things that you need to work out? Are there certain areas in the thing called emotional intelligence that you need to work on? Take some time, think about it. Let's do a quick recap of what does emotional intelligence even mean. So I was looking up the whole definition of it, which I was like, okay. And it means the capacity to be aware of, control, and express one's emotions, and how to handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and empathetically. That whole word judiciously was like, all right. But yeah, it's the capacity to be aware of, control, and express one's emotions, and to handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and empathetically. So what areas now, you know, what areas do you think that you can work on when it comes to emotional intelligence? Is it self-awareness? Is it self-regulation? Is it motivation? Is it empathy? Is it social skills? Whatever it is, it might be a combination. It might be all of them. But hey, the more we know, the better we are. And so I thank you all for listening in to this meaningful message. And I hope that this resonated with you to be better, to be forward focused, and to really think about how we're handling other people and their own emotions. How are we at handling our own emotions? How are we at handling our children's emotions, our spouse, our loved ones, our family emotions? Because the way that we handle other people's emotions is everything. And Maya Angelou, and I'm going to end it on this quote, she said, "People will forget what you say, but they will never forget how you make them feel." How are you making other people feel? That is the thing that's going to separate you from the rest. How are you at being a emotional intelligent creature and being a great person in society, to the world, to your nations, to your business, to whatever it is and however it is that you contribute to the world? So that is my time. I thank you all again for this meaningful messages. And I'm signing off. Have an amazing day.